This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. This is one of those days, and Boston is one of those stories where you really try not to do the same thing that every other broadcast out there is doing. But at the same time, you got to cover the story. So we have called Wesley Morris. We have him on every now and then to talk about movies. He's up in Boston. Wesley, it's good to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, Kai.
This is one of those, and this is part of why we called you. This is one of those where people say, man, this is like out of some movie or something, you know?
You know what? These pieces are sort of like, oh my God, this is just like the movie stories always sort of bug me a little bit when they don't really seem entirely appropriate, but, a good writer can make it make sense. I'm just not feeling that today.
Yeah. There are, though, a lot of sci-fi movies out now which are apocalyptic, which are, grim and not all that pleasant.
Yeah, I know. I mean, we seem to be getting at least one every 2 weeks. This week's is Oblivion, the Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah.
But I think that people seem to, it's a disaster movie. People seem to like those when they're well done. But I wonder whether people will want to see that this weekend. I don't know.
You could see a case where people would just want to escape, right? They would just want to get out and not have anything to do with reality at all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess what would you be seeing? Like The Croods the top 10 movies are all, with the exception of 42 and The Croods, they're all sort of violent, apocalyptic or horror movies. Or they involve like terrorism of some kind, G.I. Joe Retaliation, Evil Dead, Olympus Has Fallen. You know, you've got two movies in which the White House is sort of under siege. That's, and the president.
So spitball it for me. On the Monday box office, are those apocalypse movies you're going to see the hit or no?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's a good question. I'm going to assume that the box office is going to be down in general. And I also think that people aren't going to be that interested in seeing Tom Cruise at the end of days, basically. It's such a standard movie in so many ways, but in light of what's going on around us, it just seems so absurd that it's neither escapism nor is it realism, and it just has nothing to do with anything in a strange sense.
Wesley Morris, he writes on movies and a bunch of other stuff at Grantland. We got him in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Wesley, thanks a lot, man.
Thank you, Kai.